Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. In today's discussion, we'll explore another profound topic from Surah Al-Baqarah. Our focus today is on returning to the court of Allah Almighty and repenting for sins. In this episode, we'll discuss the significance and benefits of turning to Allah Almighty, the importance of sincere repentance. Let's begin by highlighting the excellence of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever sends a durood upon me, Allah Almighty grants him a reward equivalent to one qirat. And one qirat is as vast as Mount Uhud." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, in Islam, Allah Almighty encourages His bondsmen to return to Him and seek His forgiveness, as He declares in verse 286 of Surah Al-Baqarah.
رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا واغفر لنا وارحمنا.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O our Lord, do not seize us if we forget or err. O our Lord, do not place upon us a heavy burden as you placed upon our predecessors. O our Lord, do not place upon us a burden that we cannot bear, and pardon us and forgive us and have mercy upon us. In today's fast-paced world, people are often so consumed by their worldly tasks that they find little time to turn to the court of the Almighty. Whether it's household issues, business pressures, the burden of debt, health concerns, the struggles of rising costs, or the challenges of earning a halal livelihood, we face countless difficulties. Despite these, alongside taking necessary steps, we must also remember to turn to Allah Almighty, for He is our true protector and disposer of affairs. Who else but Him can resolve our problems and protect us from suffering and trials? His power is unmatched. When He decides something, He merely says, "Kun." Be, and it happens. By His command, a path was created through the sea. Fire became cool and safe, and the belly of a fish became a refuge. He destroyed an army of elephants with tiny birds and enabled 313 Muslims to triumph over 1,000 in the Battle of Badr. Despite being the bondsman of such powerful Almighty, if we find ourselves facing various difficulties today, we must acknowledge that only we are to blame. We have distanced ourselves from His court, and our connection with our true Creator and our trust in Allah Almighty have weakened. When seeking solutions to our problems, we often turn to every possible avenue except returning to Allah Almighty. Yet even today, if we sincerely return to Him as we should, our hardships can be eased, our challenges resolved, our obstacles removed, and our lives transformed. The mercy of Allah Almighty can once again shower upon us. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has commanded us to return to His court, as He Almighty proclaims in verse 54 of Surah Az-Zumar, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and return to your Lord and submit to Him before punishment comes to you. It means turn your attention to Him, repent for your sins, be obedient to Him, and return to Him. Allah Almighty has declared those who return to His court as the best among us. For instance, the Almighty said about Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ni'mal abdu innahu awwab. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, what an excellent individual he is. He is one who often returns to us. In addition to declaring those who repent to him as the best, Allah Almighty also promises them eternal rewards. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 23 of Surah Hud, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, indeed those who believed and did righteous deeds and turned to their Lord, these very people are the inhabitants of paradise. They shall reside therein forever. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, did you hear that Allah Almighty has promised paradise to those who sincerely repent to Him? This is why we should turn to Allah Almighty in all matters, so we may be deserving of paradise and see our hardships and problems eased. Dear viewers, returning to the court of Allah Almighty not only brings religious benefits, but also offers worldly advantages. Let me share an example that highlights the worldly benefits of turning to Allah Almighty during times of difficulty and suffering. Once the Holy Companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Mi'lak Ansari radiallahu anhu, set out on a journey with his trade goods. While passing through a forest, he was suddenly confronted by an armed robber who demanded his goods and threatened to kill him. In response, the Holy Companion offered all of his wealth and said, "Your purpose is the wealth. Take all of my wealth and let me go." But the robber refused and said, "My intention is only to kill you." Hence, the Holy Companion said, "Since you have already made an intention to kill me, give me some respite so that I may pray salah." The robber agreed, and Sayyidina Abu Mi'lak Ansari radiallahu anhu performed his wudu, prayed, and made dua. Amongst his supplications, one of them was this: Ya Wadudu, Ya Dhal Arshil Majid, Ya Fa'alul Lima Yurid, As'aluka bi'izzatika alladhi la turamu, wa mulkika alladhi la yudamu, wa binurika alladhi mala'a arkana arshika an takfiyani sharra hadhal lisri. Ya mughisu aghithni, ya mughisu aghithni, ya mughisu aghithni. Translation: O most loving, O the one who always does whatever he wills, I ask by your honor that no one can surpass, and by your dominion that cannot be subdued, and by your light that has enlightened the pillars of your throne, that you protect me from the evil of this bandit. O the one who helps, help me. O the one who helps, help me. O the one who helps, help me. As soon as he finished praying a horseman appeared out of nowhere and with a single strike of his spear killed the robber. The horseman then approached the Holy Companion, who said to him, "Allah Almighty, help me today through you in this moment of affliction. Who are you?" The horseman replied, "I am an angel from the fourth heaven. When you made your first supplication, I heard the doors of heaven open. When you prayed a second time, I heard the cries of the heavenly beings. By your third supplication, it was clear that you called for immediate help. I then requested in the majestic court of Allah Almighty, O Lord of the worlds, grant me permission to kill this robber. Thus, I have come to help you with the permission of Allah Almighty." Dear viewers, did you notice that how when the blessed companion radiallahu anhu prayed, an angel immediately came to his aid? This illustrates the power of turning to Allah Almighty in times of trouble. We should not only pray during our difficulties, but also make it a habit to supplicate in both times of ease and hardship. Sometimes our challenges are tests from Allah Almighty. However, difficulties can also arise as a result of our own actions and sins. When we stray into heedlessness and disobedience and persist in our transgressions, Allah Almighty may send trials and calamities, such as diseases and disasters, as a warning or punishment. This is similar to how in the past the people of Fir'aun faced divine retribution for their continuous disobedience. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 133 of Surah Al-A'raf, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْكُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: so we unleashed upon them a storm and locusts and lice and frogs and blood, a series of clear signs. Despite the warnings, the people of Fir'aun did not repent for their sins or change their ways. They continued in their disbelief and disobedience. So Allah Almighty ultimately drowned them in the sea. Dear viewers, when we face problems or suffering, it's important to reflect on our actions and consider whether this difficulty is a warning from the Almighty or a consequence of our own sins. If we find that our actions have indeed been sinful, we should quickly turn to Allah Almighty, sincerely repent, and seek His forgiveness. We should also make a habit of praying regularly to ask for protection from future troubles and calamities. Dear viewers, if we want to receive the mercy of Allah Almighty and earn His pleasure, we must repent for our sins. Repentance is incredibly important. Those who sincerely repent are granted the pleasure of Allah Almighty, as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I swear by Allah Almighty that He is even more pleased with a person's sincere repentance than one of us feels when we find our lost wealth in the desert." Similarly, when a person sincerely repents, his sins and mistakes are forgiven. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about those who truly repent, "A person who sincerely repents for his sins is as if he has never sinned at all." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, from these blessed ahadith, the importance of repentance is clear. If we want to achieve these virtues, we should sincerely repent for our sins. And if we happen to sin again, we should quickly turn to the mercy of Allah Almighty and return to Him. His mercy is boundless, and the door to His forgiveness is always open. Any distance or shortcomings are on our part. As Allah Almighty declares in a hadith Qudsi, "If my bondman comes one span near to me, my mercy gets one cubit nearer to him." If he comes one cubit nearer to me, my mercy goes a distance of two outstretched arms nearer to him. And if he comes to me walking, my mercy goes to him running. Dear viewers, indeed Allah Almighty is the most forgiving and most merciful. He pardons the sins and mistakes of his bondsmen. However, it is important to remember that Allah Almighty is also the all-prevailing one. He may show his wrath towards those who are disobedient and hold them accountable for their actions. We've discussed the remarkable blessings and mercy Allah Almighty bestows upon those who repent. Now, let's focus on the consequences for those who disobey and fail to follow his commands. Regarding the punishments that befell previous nations due to their sins and disobedience, Allah Almighty says, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: so we seized every one of them due to his sins. So among them was he upon whom we sent down rocks, and among them was he who was seized by the piercing cry, and among them was he who we sunk into the earth, and among them was he who we drowned. And it did not befit the greatness of Allah that he oppresses them, rather they oppressed themselves. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha wrote a letter to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. After Hamd and Durood, when a person disobeys Allah Almighty, those who once praised him begin to condemn him. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu states, a person should fear that Muslims' hearts begin to hate him while he is not even aware of it. Sayyidina Fuzail ibn Ayyaz rahmatullahi alayhi explains the reason for this. When a person disobeys Allah Almighty in private, Allah Almighty places his displeasure in the hearts of the believers in such a way that he is not even aware of it. Dear viewers, disobeying Allah Almighty can lead to others developing negative feelings towards us. Additionally, as we've seen with other nations, Allah Almighty may inflict various punishments due to disobedience. We should be mindful of these potential consequences and also consider the other drawbacks of sin. Understanding these can help us resolve to avoid sinful behavior. Now, let's explore some of the disadvantages of committing sins. As a consequence of sins and disobedience to Allah Almighty, those who are punished in hell will face severe torment. Even the lightest punishment in hell involves wearing shoes made of fire that caused their heads to boil. Similarly, regarding the hellfire, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this fire which the son of Adam burns is only 1/70th part of the hellfire. Hearing this, the holy companions alayhim ridwan asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely this fire is sufficient to burn a person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, it is 69 parts in excess of fire in this world, and each part contains heat equivalent to this fire. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, we can hardly tolerate even a small fire in this world. So imagine how unbearable the fire of hell must be. To protect ourselves from Allah Almighty's punishment, we must avoid disobeying Him and sincerely repent for our sins. Sometimes, sins can lead to significant problems. For instance, when Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullahi alayhi faced severe debt and distress, He reflected and said, I believe the source of this sorrow is a sin I committed 40 years ago. One consequence of sin is the loss of goodness both in this world and the hereafter. As Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, the curse of sin removes goodness from both this world and the hereafter. One of the most dangerous and severe consequences of sin and disobedience is disbelief. This can lead to earning the displeasure of Allah Almighty and facing the punishment of hellfire for eternity. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu anhu said, when the people of Bani Israel were commanded to do something, they would ignore it. Conversely, when they were forbidden from certain actions, they would disregard the consequences and commit those actions. This disregard led them to deviate from their faith just as easily as one might take off their shirt. Similarly, Abu Hafs rahmatullahi alayhi said, someone who is unaware of the flaws within his own nafs is more likely to fall into ruin, as sins are often signs leading to disbelief. Just as old age is a sign that death is near, for a habitual sinner, the next step toward destruction could be disbelief if he does not fear Allah Almighty and refrain from disobedience. Dear viewers, the habit of sin pulls a person away from good deeds. Persisting in sin hardens and darkens the heart. As a result, one may become lazy in performing righteous actions. As Allama Sayyid Ahmad Zaini Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi explains, sin acts like a chain, holding a person back from worship and righteousness. The weight of sin hinders the ease and enthusiasm for good deeds and dulls the freshness of worship. Persistent sin darkens and hardens the heart, leaving it devoid of sincerity, purity, and the sweetness of faith. Without the mercy of Allah Almighty, these sins can gradually lead a person to disbelief and misfortune. Dear viewers, the story of the accursed Satan serves as a powerful lesson. He began with disobedience to Allah Almighty, and ultimately he became a disbeliever, earning eternal punishment. The truly wise person is the one who quickly repents for his sins and seeks the mercy of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to avoid all forms of sin. Dear viewers, now let's explore some practical ways to avoid sins. If someone feels tempted to commit a sin, he should remind himself of the consequences and the punishment from Allah Almighty. If avoiding sin feels difficult, one should ask himself, would I commit this sin if my parents, teachers, or someone I know were watching? Or would I feel ashamed? Then consider this. If I'm too embarrassed to commit the sin in front of them, how can I stand in the court of Allah Almighty, who is always watching and has complete power over my accountability? One effective way to avoid sin is to make a firm commitment to steer clear of it and strive to remain steadfast in that resolve. A practical approach is to surround oneself with pious individuals and maintain close contact with them while avoiding harmful company. This positive influence can help strengthen one's intention to avoid sin. May Allah Almighty enable us to return to His court, repent for our sins, and grant us a faithful departure from this world. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we explored the importance and excellence of returning to Allah Almighty, the worldly benefits of sincere repentance, the significance of seeking forgiveness, the consequences and disadvantages of sin, and practical ways to avoid falling into sin. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Insha'Allah, we will be back in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.